that the weather is causing us a little bit of pain is our drive testing. We're planning to begin the drive testing again April 1. And so they'll be out and about in the trucks in the areas that they did not complete last year. As many of you know, we are going to be doing some drive testing in some UTVs in some specific areas. Initially, L3H reached out to every county and said that they wanted to potentially enter into an agreement with them, which they were a little overzealous because we did not need to necessarily do UTV testing in every county. So we've gone through, we've spent a ton of time over the winter in looking at the areas that have been driven by the trucks and the areas that we still need to get into and do some UTV testing. So that will also begin as soon as weather will allow. Again, we're just kind of being held hostage by the weather, but we will begin drive testing in the trucks in along the Wasatch Front and some of the peripheral areas beginning on Monday. They will have 24/7, or not 24/7, excuse me. They'll do 24-hour shifts, but not 7 days a week, 5 days a week. They'll have four trucks and with talks of maybe adding another truck. So they've got a lot of miles still to cover so that we can have our completed drive testing done, completed for the whole state. And again, they have to basically prove that they're going to be able to give us coverage for 95%. So we're excited. We think that so far they've done a lot of drive testing. Last year they did, I think they ended in October. They started in May timeframe, so they're starting a little bit earlier this year because we are cutting over August 1 and they need to have it all done. So their schedule that they've set out looks like that they'll have plenty of time to get that done with what they have left. As a reminder, our website does have the updates on not only our project and but also our expansion sites. And then we also have our pre-cutover schedule, our soft cutover schedule, and our final cutover schedule. We did make some adjustments to which counties we were going to hit and in which order towards the end of the schedule. So if you're wondering what days you're cutting over, just go ahead and look at that schedule. It'll show you that's up to date. And we don't anticipate any other changes on that. We feel like soft cutover has gone really well. We've experienced hiccups at every site we've gone to, which has been a good thing because we've been able to resolve most of those. If not, they're on a punch list. We talk about them. Phil probably talks about them daily. I hear about them at least weekly. But there's been a lot of progress made. Phil, do you want to address any of those?
Probably not specifically. I did look before the meeting. We have 70 punch list items that we've collected throughout our trip across Utah, each of the PSAPs. So, given there's 28-ish PSAPs, we're probably about two items per PSAP or so.
Yeah, we appreciate the patience of the PSAPs and their help and getting the people on hand that we need to help us as we're coming through. Obviously, we still have about seven or eight more, is that right? That we have to hit. So it's going well. Then we have the dispatch centers after the PSAPs. So those will be reaching out to the dispatch centers to talk about their soft cutovers and how that's going to work for them. We have our logging recorder training that's going to be happening at the end of April. That is going to be, we're going to host that here at Wiley Post, but for those that don't want to attend in person, we'll have a Teams option so you'll be able to attend virtually. If you're already a GoCircle commercial or customer, excuse me, commercial, if you're already a GoCircle customer, then and you don't want to attend the training, you probably aren't going to miss out on much since you already know how to work your system. I wanted Phil to touch on a couple of things, so I'll turn it over to Phil and then go from to Mike after Phil.
Yeah, like Tina mentioned, the radio division's portion of the soft cutover involves going through and basically checking that the consoles are configured correctly, that the VHF resources are in place, as well as the P25 systems. So we're probably about 50% through the soft gut with regard to the PSAPs. I'm sure Mike Vienendahl will talk about the programming portion, which his team's responsible for. Our next step is scheduling with the dispatch centers. Melanie's been reaching out to the dispatch centers. If you are a dispatch center and Melanie hasn't talked to you, then you probably ought to talk to Melanie about that, because we either have to program you or we have to have a plan in place to connect you to the radio core in some fashion. One other item that we wanted to touch on really quickly was, while you may have L3 Harris radios that are programmed for the P25 system, or you may have radios that are Motorola radios that now have P25 programming in them, this is just a reminder not to go coverage testing, as it won't be representative of how the actual system will function. And also don't accidentally switch to those channels and use them, because if something happens and there's an emergency, you know, there's a potential that you could call out and not get the help that you need as a first responder. If you don't know which zones those are in your radio, then Mike Vienendahl can help you with that. And maybe he has some comments on that when we get to him. Lastly, from our group, I'll have Dan talk about end user training, how to get that, what that is, and what we'll be doing in that regard. Go ahead, Dan.
Find the mute button there. So end user training, for those that have purchased L3H mobiles and or portables, there will be, similar to the online console training, there will be online training for those two radios. The difference being is that the training will be per agency. So there will be a login per agency. We're going to have a small little announcement on our newsletter coming out regarding that. But those that want to go ahead and start doing that training or participating in that can reach out to me directly, and I will be providing a login and password and a website address for that. If you'd like, I can put my email address in the chat.
And Dan, what does that training involve? Is it console training? Is it radio training?
No, it's end user training on the radios for mobiles and portables.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Dan. Mike, do you want to go?
Yeah. First of all, I just want to again say thanks to everyone that's been participating and helping my team in programming and getting through our side of the soft cut. Like Tina said, at every area, there's, you know, different hiccups. And we found, as we've gone throughout the state, that every agency has multiple flash codes, which require different code plugs. So my team, you know, works hard while they're on site to refix or redevelop those code plugs. It used to be an easier fix with the Motorola software, but there's a current issue with the newest version that we're working through with Motorola to try and get resolved. That causes my team to slow down a little bit on some of the errors that it throws. But we've been working through that, and your help out in the field in organizing and getting your people through the soft cutover for my team has been amazing. So again, just thank you for all that. On the programming, it's usually in the last three zones is where we're putting your three current new personalities for your radios. This could be different depending on the agency. Some of you have a lot of resources for VHF and others, so it may be, you know, 19, 20, 21, or it may be 8, 9, and 10 where those are going. Either way, we have identified them on your radios in the end of your programming zones as UCA P25 1, 2, and 3. So if you're wondering where those are and you look through your zones, those will be the ones and how they're labeled. If you don't see something or you have a question about it, please feel free to reach out and I can help you walk through on your personalities for that. We are, as Phil said, we're also right along with them on completion of the soft cutover. We've completed everything south of Utah County, Juab County, and everything on the east side of the state. And starting next week, we'll be working into the Wasatch back and Wasatch front in northern Utah. So we're on schedule. I'll continue reaching out for you. If you have anything on those items or where those will be, please reach out to me and I'll work through that on that. But again, thank you for the help that you guys have helped our team to get done. Those that have come out and helped us program or just organized why we've been there has been a huge help to my team.
Well, it's been really a good opportunity for those of you that have programmers to work alongside with Mike and his team and get that experience in the programming so that when we do cut over and you guys continue to do your own programming, that you guys have a good solid understanding of how to do it. Because I know one of the things that we heard from our programming classes that we didn't have a lot of hands-on, but now that we've gone through soft cutover, everyone's had a lot of hands-on training to be able to know how to program those radios. So let's, Melanie, do you have anything you wanted to bring up specifically?
No, I don't think so. I'll just be reaching out to the dispatch centers to coordinate all of those efforts. And if you ever have any questions, PSAPS dispatch, you can call me.
Okay, thanks. Okay, I think those are the topics that we wanted to cover. So we'd love to hear from you guys and hear what your comments or questions or concerns are. Oh, Bryce, go ahead.
Are you guys going to have training on programming coming up before our soft cutover in May? Do you know?
Not prior to soft cutover, just because my whole team's in the midst of that right now.
Okay.
After that, I'm hoping to get some additional trainings in before the final cutover, and I can work with you on that, Bryce.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sorry, let me get to my participants so I can see whose hand's up. Jaden, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just looking on your guys' website to see the charts that you have for the scheduling for the soft cutover and the actual cutover. I just want to make sure I'm looking at the right thing under the P25 section where there are the two links. One is for titled pre-cutover schedule and then just cutover schedule. Those are the schedules that you're going off of, right? And those are current and up to date?
That's right.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for the question. Does anyone else have any comments or concerns? Everyone's excited and just happy to get it over with. I'm sure you guys are ready to get it over with. I know we are. We have a lot of confidence in what's gone on so far. We've done a lot of testing. As you guys know, as those of you who've had some comments, you know, after we've gone through and done soft cutover, people will call us and say, hey, these sites are live. And like Phil mentioned, you know, the biggest, the worry for us is that people will, you know, want to do coverage testing, their own coverage testing, or get on and inadvertently be on the wrong zone and be needing help and not be able to get it. So you guys can test all you want on it. We've gone through the Beyond applications. You guys, for those of you who wanted the Beyond licenses, have reached out. We've got those submitted for the cell phone licenses. For those of you who have purchased L3H radios and want the Beyond license activated on those, we'll be in touch with you about that as well. So other than that, if there's not any other questions or comments or concerns, I don't know that we have anything more as an update today. Okay, well, we hope you guys have a great week. Thank you so much. If you guys do have questions that come up, please don't hesitate to reach out to one of us. And we'll be seeing you in your county soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.